Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Flatworms are found around the world in freshwater, saltwater, and moist habitats on land. About half are parasites on other animals, about half are free living, and you likely have seen one. The planaria studied in biology classes is a free living flatworm known for its ability to regenerate body parts. Cut one in half, and each half can regenerate the other half. We have many flatworms in Florida, and some are foreign invaders. The shovel-headed garden worm arrived in the U.S. at least by 1901 and is common across the Southeast. It feeds on earthworms and can be a problem for businesses that raise and sell earthworms. The shovel-headed garden worm is yellowish-brown with five dark stripes down its back, a dark collar around its distinctly shovel-shaped head, and can grow to more than 10 inches. The New Guinea flatworm has recently been found in the Miami area and in Cape Coral in southwest Florida. It's usually less than 3 inches long, olive black with a light stripe down the middle of its back, and with a long, narrow head. This flatworm eats earthworms, snails, and other small animals and is considered a more serious problem because it can carry parasites that may affect humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For The Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with The Wild Things. There's a new creature in Florida, one likely here to stay. It's a predator that creates havoc in ecosystems it invades, and it looks and behaves as if from a different planet. It came from halfway around the world and is invasive, meaning its populations grow out of control, and exotic, meaning it is not native, a product of global trade. Already on the list of the 100 worst invasive alien species, the New Guinea flatworm was unknown to science until 1962, when it was discovered in northern West Papua in Indonesian New Guinea. Before you run to lock your doors, know that New Guinea flatworms rarely get to be more than 2.5 inches long, 0.2 of an inch wide, and a little more than 2 cells thick. They don't bite, are not venomous, they eat earthworms, snails, and other tiny soil animals, and they are not parasites. But they may already be in your home or yard and can carry a parasite that infects humans. New Guinea flatworms have traveled around the world, associated with plants that we use in our home decor. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. New Guinea flatworms are very flat, up to 2.5 inches long, very slender, dark olive brown, slime-coated creatures that have a light stripe down the middle of the back and another stripe that runs along each side. Their belly is creamy white. They live in damp soil, under leaves, boards, and other debris. On a rainy day, they may move across sidewalks or up the outside wall of a building. Pointed at both ends, the narrow, snout-shaped end is the head. Just back from the head, each has 2 prominent black eyes. The greatest threat to humans from the New Guinea flatworm is that it is a secondary host to a parasitic roundworm whose primary hosts are rodents. This roundworm causes a disease known as rat lungworm. Snails pick it up from eating rat feces, and it is passed on to the flatworm when it eats a snail. If humans eat the eggs of the roundworms can live in our lungs and affect our nervous and digestive systems to produce meningitis-like symptoms. Fresh vegetables on which the New Guinea flatworm or snails have crawled can be contaminated with nematode eggs. This parasitic infection caused by the roundworm is treatable and rare in humans. Washing raw vegetables before eating them is an important step in preventing the disease in humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The arrival of the New Guinea flatworm in South Florida in 2015 created a stir because of the potentials for it to cause harm to native species through its diet of snails, earthworms, and other creatures at the foundation of our ecosystems, and because of its potential to carry a parasitic roundworm that can cause serious problems in humans. It was brought here by humans, likely unintentionally, and likely associated with plants or soil that were brought into the country. So did someone dig up a plant in a New Guinea jungle and bring it home? Not likely. The New Guinea flatworm is already widespread and has been spreading through accidental and deliberate introductions ever since its discovery. Deliberate introductions of New Guinea flatworms have been made to control the 8-inch-long African land snail that has been introduced around the world, including in Miami, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Guam. This African snail often carries the roundworm parasite that can infect humans, and the New Guinea flatworm gets it from eating the snail or from the feces of rats that have eaten the snail. It's a complex world out there, and even a bit of mud on your shoes from a trek while on vacation can be responsible for introducing a terrible pest. And introducing one pest to control another can be a very bad idea. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. So what's good about flatworms, such as the planaria in a biology class, or the shovel-headed garden worm or New Guinea flatworm that have been introduced to North America? In their natural ecosystems, each plays a role in the food chain, both as predator and prey, contributing to the diversity of life. And the greater the diversity, the more stable will be the ecosystem. Introducing exotic species to a new area, however, can greatly upset the balance in an ecosystem, often leading to the extinction of some of the local species and upsetting the ecological balance. Native flatworms help control noxious algae blooms and excessive growth of other creatures, such as slugs and insects in some ecosystems. They help keep things in balance. Flatworms also have an important ability to regenerate body parts, something we can't do very well. Sure, our hair and fingernails grow back, and our liver will regrow if part of it is removed. But how about growing back a finger, or a hand, or leg? Scientists have studied the regenerative abilities of flatworms for years to understand the processes of regeneration, and perhaps someday unlock the mystery to the benefit of humans. Even the simplest of life forms can hold mysteries, the answers to which may benefit mankind. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.